All right, we'll say good morning. Today's daf is daf hey. We are going to start on daf dalet on the base. I want to thank Richard and Judy Noodleman for sponsoring the shiur in memory of Nachman ben Avram, and we hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, his neshama will have an aliyah.
Amen.
So we left off dalet on the base. Dalet on the base. Amar Rabbi Zera. I'm Rabbi Zera, so it was the second wide line towards the bottom, a lot to do today. So the Gemara says, remember, we were speaking about over here a discussion about the two Yomim Tovim, Yom Tov Shini Shal Golos, the two Yom Tovim of the second day Yom Tov by Golos outside of Eretz Yisrael. And Shaila is, what is the status of that day? Specifically, again, vis-a-vis Beit HaShenoldo. So essentially, we had a machlokus between Rav. And Rav and Ravasi, Rav said, Nolda bazeh mutares bazeh. Rav said that if the egg is born on the first day, you may eat it on the second day. And Ravasi said, Nolda bazeh asura bazeh. That if it's born on the first day, you can't eat it on the second day. And we understood that it's a machlokas regarding the fundamental nature of Yom Tov Sheni of Golios. Rav says, Shtei Kedushos. It's two different sanctities, and therefore, which essentially is another way of saying that it's a safek. Therefore, again, if it's born on the first day, you can eat it on the second day. Whereas Ravasi holds that it's Kiddusha Achas. It is one perpetuated, one long period of Kiddusha. And therefore, again, whatever is Asra on day one is Asra on day two. So we saw Ravasi, interestingly enough, was Masupak about this. And Ravasi himself, because Ravasi used to go ahead and make Havdalah in between days one and two in order to kind of cover his bases on all ends. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zera says, Kavasi Rav Asi Mistabra. The halacha would seem to follow Rav Asi, Rabosai. Literally, that we keep these days. Halacha follows Rav Asi. Deha idna yadina bekvia diarcha. The ka'avdina treyomi. Because Rabosai, today, we do in fact know the calendar, and yet what? We still keep a second day. Amar Abayi on the other hand, says, Kavasi Rav Mistabra. No, the halacha would appear like Rav. Rabosai, again, Rav's whole chap was that there's shtei kedushos. Two different periods of sanctity between first day and second day. Lemaisa again, really, four, right? Two different days of sanctity. So the Gemara Samra Abai comes to Rabbi Star, but it's not. Barishona you must see in Masua bless you. In the beginning of Moses, bless you. By Kiddush HaChodesh, when they wanted to announce the fact that Bezin had established a new month, so what would they do? They lit bonfires. They lit bonfires, and we'll see this in Rosh Hashanah. They had specific strategic mountaintops where they would light fires. One mountaintop would see the next mountaintop, would see the next mountaintop. And again, they would go ahead and they would be able to pass the message really all the way up until Bava, they were able to do it. What happened? Mishikilkalu hakusim, hiskinu shiyu shluchin yotzin. So we'll say, what happened? When the kusim, remember we spoke about the kusim extensively, the kusim tried to derail this process and the kusim started lighting bonfires on the wrong night, in order to go ahead and disrupt the process. So when that happened, so Bezin instituted that they would send out messengers to various cities in order to be able to inform them that the Bezin had declared the new month. And what do we see from here? V'ilu batlu kusim avdinon chad yoma. And yet we see from here that were the kusim to stop, meaning were the kusim, let's say, to disappear, we'd go back to the bonfire model, and what? And we'd go ahead and simply keep one day. Therefore, it's clear that the second day is really a day of Safek. Therefore, really, it's not one continuous period of Kiddush, but rather it's Shtei Kiddushos. Behechu dematu shluchim abdin and chadyoma. That's why to this very day, in places where the shluchim are able to reach, they only observe one day of Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, V'hashta diadinon bekviya deyarcha, my time abdinon treyomi. We're both saying, again, this is the million-dollar question. So now today, this is already time in the Gemara, but certainly true today, we have a fixed calendar. We know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. Again, even without the witnesses about the new moon, we know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. So today that we have a fixed calendar, why do we have a second day of Yom Tov? Remember again, what's clear is the second day of Yom Tov has its origin in doubt. Right? That's the whole chap, that Bezin was unable to get word about the declaration of the new month out to outlying cities, so they had to keep a second day out of doubt. They weren't sure which day. Now that the calendar is fixed, so why do we have another day of Yom Tov? So the
crazy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Good. So the Gemara says the Halkane. So the Gemara says you're not going to get it. You're not going to be anonymous with that. Big shot. Right? So the Gemara says the following: Why the Shalchu Mitam? Because they sent from there. Hizaru b'minag avosechem b'yadechem. Be careful to keep the customs of your forefathers literally in your hands. Why? Zinnin degazru hamalchus gezeira va'asalu kalkule. Because they, perhaps at some point in time, Gentile monarchies or Gentile governments will try to go ahead and literally create a gzera, create an enactment, a decree, which of Osai Rashi explains means uproot the calendar, and things will come to things will be in a state of disarray. Look at Rashi. Rashi says the gazru hamalchus gzera shleis askubatorim, because perhaps the time will come that Gentile monarchies or nations will go ahead and decree upon the Jewish people that they may not learn Torah. The ishtachach sota ibur, and they will forget literally the secret of the intercalation of the months. The ta'avdu nami chad yoma va'asila kalkule. It's interesting. Remember, the greatest ramification of a messed up calendar, you know, if you end up blowing the shofar on the wrong day, you blow the shofar on the wrong day. But it's not good. But the greatest ramification, of course, is Pesach. Because again, remember, if you eat chametz on Pesach, that is a chi of kares. Granted, I'm sorry.
You know,
Yom Kippur, correct. So right, correct. Any of the kares bearing penalties. So we'll say this is very interesting because this everyone always has a taina. Why do we have a second day yontif? Why do we have a second day yontif? Okay. So the Gemara says explicitly, you're right. It's not because of Sveka de Yoma. It's because of Minag Avosenu Biyadenu. Because Rabbi say we keep the customs of our forefathers, but specifically Rabbi say Chazal, in their incredible wisdom, understood that one of the things that the Gentile nations who oppressed us over the years would often try to go ahead and negate was the calendar. This happened multiple times throughout history, specifically by those nations who were focused on assimilating us. The fact that we had a different calendar than the cultures in which we lived was a major point of separation. So Chazal said, you never know what's going to happen over the period of Galus. Therefore, keep the second day. You're right. I know you know which day is Yom Tov, but Izaru b'minag avosechem b'yadechem. Keep the diaspora custom intact, because unfortunately we know not what is going to happen in this journey of Galus. Itmar. The Gemara goes weiter. Shnei yomim tovim shor shashana. We'll say now we're transitioning to a new topic. What about the 2 days of Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah? I also remember Rosh Hashanah is also unique because, as we mentioned before, Rosh Hashanah was 2 days even in Eretz Yisrael because it's the only Yom Tov that falls out in the beginning of the month, right? And every other Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael falls out. Not every other Yom Tov falls out in the middle of the month, or I should say, not in the beginning of the month. Shavuos is a little bit earlier, but it's still not the beginning. So there was plenty of time in Eretz Yisrael to know what the actual status of Rosh Chodesh was. But Rosh Hashanah again occurs in the beginning of the month. Therefore, again, you had 2 days. So what's the status of the 2 days? Navosa, what the Gemara is asking over here is the following. We just saw Machlokes about the nature of the 2 days of regular Yom Tov, right? Yom Tov Sheni, Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. Machlokes Rav and Ravasi. So Rav said again that they're Shtei Kedushos, two separate periods of sanctity. Ravasi said that one protracted period of sanctity. The Nafkamina, of course, will be, what do you do with an egg that's born on the first day? Now, what about the 2 days Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you. The Gemara says, Itmar Shtei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. Rav and Shmuel, Rav and Tavai. Rav and Shmuel both said, Nolde Bazeh Asura Bazeh. They both said, Rav and Shmuel both agree that an egg that is born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be Asur on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Look at Rashi. Asura Bazeh. Shem Vadei Chok Kavua. Lios Kiom Oroch Midra Abanon. Shem Etchila Lo Machmas. Safik Yischila Lo Asosam. They both said, this is very interesting. So we're going to see everyone agrees that Rosh Hashanah is what we call a Yom Arichta. Yom Arichta, it is a one-day period comprised of 48 hours. Therefore, the Ma'aseh, because it's one protracted period of Kiddusha, an egg that is born on the first day will still be Asr on the second day. So the Gemara tells us, where did this come from? Disnan Barishona Hayu Mekabin Eidos HaKodesh Kalim. We'll spend a lot of time on this in Rosh Hashanah, but we're seeing it now as well. In the beginning, they used to accept testimony from the witnesses the entire day. Now, also, I remember, here is the issue. Every month, could either have 30, right? Could it be a male or could be a chaser? Could be a complete or can be a deficient month. The Gemara says over here, if you look at Rashi, on the 30th day of Elul, remember, a month could either have 29 or 30 days. So on the 30th day of Elul, they would be waiting to see, they're standing in the base of Mikdash, and what are they waiting for? Are the witnesses going to come to say that they saw the moon last night? That's what you need in order to mekadesh the chodesh. So what happened? So now it's the 30th of Elul. They're in the base of Mikdash. they would normally accept a testimony from the witnesses all day long. Pam achas nishtawa aidim lava. What happened? One time the witnesses were delayed in coming to the Beis HaMikdash. It was on the 30th day of Elul. Hiskinu v'niskalkulu ha-levi'im b'shir. And the Levi'im got messed up with the shir. And I will say, what does it mean they messed up with the shir? So remember, the afternoon came. It was time to offer the Tamid Shalbein Ha'arbaim. It was time to offer the afternoon Tamid. And they had to figure out, should they sing a Yom Tov Shira or a weekday Shira? So the Edom had not yet showed up. So what did they do? What do you do if the Edom don't show up? They sang a weekday Shira. What happened? And then after they sang the weekday Shira, what happened? The witnesses showed up, telling them that we saw the moon last night, which means what they're both saying. That day, 30th Elul, was really, again, Rosh Hashanah, and that the Edom sang the wrong Shira for the afternoon Tamid. They should have sung you could offer the Musaf sacrifices after the Tamid Shalbein Arbaim also. Remember, the Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shalbein Arbaim are offered every single day. Those are staple sacrifices. The only issue is normally the Tamid is the last sacrifice of the day, Tamid Shalbein Arbaim. Tosas writes in that kind of case to be able to offer the Musaf afterwards. But the real Iker is the Shira over here. So what happens? His scheme of the instituting, Shaloyu Mekablin as Ha'edim Ela Ad HaMincha. So I will say they instituted that they only accept testimony until when? Until Mincha time. V'im Ba'u Edim in HaMincha Ulamala. But if witnesses came from Mincha time and on, Noagin Oso Hayom Kodesh Ulamachar Kodesh. They observed the 30th of Elul as Yom Tov, and the next day of Yom Tov as well. And I will say, so what's interesting over here is the following. There is no doubt as to when Rosh Hashanah is. There's no doubt. Why is there no doubt? Because again, it's just a question, it's just a shayla of when the witnesses are going to, we know for sure when Rosh Hashanah is, we just have to wait for the witnesses to come. So because of that, Rabbi will say, what ended up happening is, Rosh Hashanah was instituted as 2 days, but not out of doubt. Not because we were unsure of the date, but because of a technical issue regarding the timing of the witnesses. As such, it is profoundly different than a regular Yom Tov Shini Shal Golios model. In the Yom Tov Shini Shal Golios model, the classic Yom Tov Shini Shal Golios, I'm observing 2 days. Why? What? Because I don't know which is the right day. Again, we're talking about in the original framework of Yom Tov Shini. I don't know which day. In this day, that's not the case. In this day, again, I'm going to know which day. It's just a shayla of what time the witnesses are going to show up. And I'm also saying, remember, so therefore what ended up happening is they would observe both days. Now, the fact you had to observe both days, because on the 30th of Elul, you had to already begin observing that day as Yom Tov. Why? Because the witnesses may come the night before already, because the witnesses may show up on that particular day. I'm sorry? It's not Baal Tosif, because you really... That's why it's called Yom Arichta. That's why. I'm sorry.
It's not like the other thing where it's a suffix. This is a known day. You're adding on to a known day.
You're not, again, but you're not adding on. What you're doing is you're just adding hours to an already existing day. That's not called. Baal Tosif means when you add something additional. I add a fifth chilek onto my tefillin. Here, again, that's why the Gemara calls it a Yoma Arichta. Yoma Arichta, again, the truth is, the simple answer is there's no choice. What are you going to do? If you don't observe day 30, then the Messiah, when the witnesses show up and say, oh, we saw the moon last night, it was Yom Tov. So what did you just do the whole day? Right? So you're, to a certain degree, you're stuck. There's really no other choice. But the point the Gemara is making is it's not out of suffix. It's not like doubt, like really Gil Yom Tov, Shini Shal Golios. This was the original institution from the beginning. So it's different because our calendar is fixed now. So we know exactly, again, how these days worked out. For us, it's a different issue. For us, Rosh Hashanah in Chutz La'aretz becomes another issue of Yom Tov Shini Shal Golios as well. It's a double issue. All right, but Rabbi, I'll say hi to you. I'll take all your questions afterwards. Amar Rava, or we can stop here. I'm happy to discuss this sugya. Amar Rava, Rava says, Mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'ilich beitza muteres. Rabbi, so says Rabbi, but from the Takhan Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and on, the egg is going to be mutter on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Now, what happened to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? I'll say, listen to this. Because what happens? This man, Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shimekablin Eidos HaChodesh Kalyom. I'll say, this is very interesting. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai paskind that Lemaisa, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they would accept Eidos HaChodesh, they would accept testimony from witnesses. It's interesting. See, apparently, even in the aftermath, we know this historically, even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and again, under Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Jewish center is in Yavne. they were still declaring the new month apiriya through the witnesses seeing the new moon. Again, remember the Sanhedrin had relocated to Yavna. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said like this: the only reason we stopped accepting the testimony of the witnesses throughout the entire day was why? Because we don't want to mess up the Levim with the Shira. Beis HaMikdash is gone. There's no more Shira for now. And therefore, Lamaisigan, there's no reason not to accept testimony the entire day. So therefore, I will say, once that happened, Rabbah suggests over here that Beitza becomes Muteres. Why, Rabbah say? Because once Lamaisa, here, look at Rashi just a moment. Mitacharas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shehechzir Adam Liyoshno, Lekabal Idusan Kalayom. Once Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai restored it to what it once was in the beginning, that they would accept this one the entire day, and to sanctify the day whenever the witnesses came, Nimsa She'ein Beizdin Osin Shnei Yamim, Vaharechokim Ha'osim Shnei Yamim, Eino Ela Misafek. She'in Yod bless you. Im Niskadish Biyom Shloshim, Im Bishloshim Ve'echad, Vahori Hein Kishar Yom Tov Shal Golios. Rabbi said, this is very interesting. So apparently, under the leadership of Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi said, they were not automatically observing 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, it's quite possible. Meaning, once, Rabbi said, here's the Chab. In the Beis HaMikdash, where they had to cap when the witnesses could come, they essentially had to institute a 2-day model of Rosh Hashanah. They had to do it, because it was the only way ultimately to leverage the risk. Once you begin accepting testimony from the witnesses, the entire Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, we don't have to observe 2 days. Now again, remember, you will always observe the 30th. You always have to begin observing the 30th as Yom Tov. Why? Because you always run the risk that the Edom are going to show up on Yom Tov, on the 30th. Say, let's say the witnesses show up in the afternoon of the 30th. So it turns out that the day you observed as Yom Tov was really Yom Tov. And what's tomorrow? What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's a weekday. Tomorrow's Chol. So Gemara suggests over here that Lemaisa, under Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, in Eretz Yisrael, they were only observing 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. One, again, sometimes it could be two. How would it be two? If witnesses didn't show up on day 30, then Lemaisa, you'd end up observing the next day as well. But assuming witnesses did show up on day 30, Lemaisa, you observed day 30 as Yom Tov, and the next day was Chol. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says, they were observing 2 days. Why? Again, Nisafik. There it's a pure Safik, because they didn't know which day was going to be Rosh Chodesh. Oh, if they're observing the second day of Yom Tov as out of Safik, then what? That becomes a classic Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golios. What is the halacha of Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golios? Nolda Bazeh, Muteres Bazeh, at least according to one opinion, because it's Shtei Kedusha. So we'll say, so this is really just a fascinating evolution of Rosh Hashanah. So again, remember, originally, Rosh Hashanah is 1 day. We got into a problem because in the basement, the witnesses are showing up after Shira, in which case Levim have already sung weekday Shira, and now it turns out they should have sung Yom Tov Shira. Chazal say, you know what, we can't have this. They put a cap. We will only accept witnesses until Mincha time. What that essentially creates is an institutional 2-day Rosh Hashanah period. Not out of Safek, but because essentially there's no other way to structure it. So now everybody's observing 2 days of Yom Tov, of Rosh Hashanah, both in Eretz Yisrael as well as Chutz Lars. So we'll say again, remember, we went from a 1-day model in Eretz Yisrael to a 2-day model in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lars. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai comes along and says, in the answer of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no reason to have an institutionalized 2-day Yom Tov. Let's go back to the original model. Listen, accept the witnesses whenever they come. If they come on day 30, then it's today is Yom Tov, tomorrow's that. If they don't show up on day 30, then we end up observing 2 days, but it's a 1-day Yom Tov. But in Chutz La'aretz now, they have to observe 2 days, but the second day again is now not institutionalized. I mean, it is institutionalized, but it's institutionalized because of Safek. If that's the case, the Gemara wants to suggest that once Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came along, the egg that is born on the first day will be permitted on the second day because it's Shtei Kedushos. It is Shtei Kedushos of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. The Gemara says the following: Amar Le Abaye, V'har Rav Shmuel Darmit Arvayo Beitza Asura. Aye, but 1 second, Rav and Shmuel both said that the Beitza is Asur on Yom Tov on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So listen to this. Rabbi says. I tell you, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says something, and you shoot back at me, Rabbi Shmuel, a chutzpah. Well, what does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is a Tano. Rabbi Shmuel are Amoraim. So Rabbi Yochanan, remember, Tanoim occupy they're on a higher rung on the Talmudic ladder than the Amoraim. So it comes along, comes along Rabba and says to Abaye, what are you talking about? How can you possibly counter me with the, how can you counter with this argument? Rav and Shmuel are not equals Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So the Gemara says, but I, with Rav and Shmuel, Kashya Mas Nisan. I, but according to Rav and Shmuel, then the Mishnah does pose a problem. Look at Rashi. With Rav and Shmuel, Kashya Mas Nisan. Diktani, Chazar Hadrav Eliyoshna. So we'll say, now we have a problem because again, the Brayis that we quoted before indicates that Lamaisa, the Rosh Hashanah went back to what it was before the original Takana, in which case an egg born on the first day should be Asr, should be Mutra on the second day. And Rav and Shmuel both passing that a Rosh Hashanah egg that is born on the first day is Asr on the second day, to which the Gemara says, Lokash is not a contradiction, Halan v'halahu. This is for us and that is for them. What does that mean? Look at Rashi Rabosai, Halan v'halahu, Libnei Eretz Yisrael, Sha'osin Yom Echad Muteres. So I will say again, for the people of Israel, who really only have one day of Rosh Hashanah, to them, the egg that is laid on the first day is going to be permitted on the second day. However, again, Libnei Gola V'Alidon B'nei HaGola, but for us who live in Bavel, Asura, for us the egg will be Asur, Shahari Adayin Anu Osin Shnei Yamin, V'Odeno B'Tchila, Mipnei Osa Takana Rishona, Lo Mipnei Safek. So we'll say, this is really quite amazing. Rav and Shmuel say the following. In Chutz La'aretz, we still maintain the original Takana of the original Takana of Rosh Hashanah. What was the original Takana of Rosh Hashanah? That it's 2 days, but it's what? Yom Arichta. Rabbi say, again, when it's Yom Arichta, one period of Kiddusha, then both Rav and Shmuel will both agree that what? Nol Davazeh is Asura Bazeh. So we'll say, this is just fascinating. So what you have over here is, it could very well be in Eretz Yisrael that they are also going ahead in what? They are observing 2 days of Yom Tov. They are observing 2 days of Yom Tov, but in Eretz Yisrael, it's Safek. Because it's Safek, then what? Nolda Bazeh, Muteres Bazeh. That's the Mishnah saying. After the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came along and changed the Halacha, so the Mice again, Nolda Bazeh, Muteres Bazeh, because the second day is kept out of Safek. In Chutz La'aretz, they maintain the original model of Rosh Hashanah Yom Arichta. Therefore, no debazeh will be asura bazeh. Rav Yosef Amar, af mitachanat Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'eluch beitza asura. And Rav Yosef comes on Rav Yosef and he says, no, even after the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the egg is still asur. You still no debazeh is asura bazeh. Why? My timer. Have a davar sheva minyan. We'll say again, because here Rav Yosef advanced a very important principle. We'll say Devar Sheva Minyan means any law that was enacted by a rabbinic assembly requires another rabbinic assembly to go ahead and repeal it. We'll say this is a very important halachic concept. Let's say, for example, we have certain dinei drabanan that were made for particular reasons, and often we look at them and we say to ourselves, those reasons don't necessarily apply today. That might be true, but once a law is on the books, there is a legal mechanism. You have to go through a legal mechanism, no different than any other legal system. You have to go through a legal mechanism in order to repeal or revoke those laws. So the way it works is that if something, a darash minyan, if you have a law that was instituted by a rabbinic body, you require a rabbinic body under certain circumstances, a rabbinic body of at least equal or greater number and wisdom, to be able to go ahead and repeal that law. So it comes on Rabbi Yosef and says, I don't understand. Even after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the egg should still be asur. Why? Because the egg was a rabbinic enactment that no debazeh asura bazan Rosh Hashanah. And even if circumstances change, you can't just change the law of the egg. You require again another rabbinic body to change that law. So Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yosef minaming Allah." How do I know this concept? Davar sheva minyan, tzarech minyan achar latir. That if something is institutionalized by a rabbinic body, it requires another rabbinic body in order to repeal it. So the chesid, because the pasuk says, "Lech emor lahem," go and say to them, "Shuvu lachem la'ahalechem," go and return to your tents. We'll see what that means in just a little bit. So we'll see what the Gemara is going to dash in that pasuk in just a little bit. Va'omer, and furthermore, it says, "Bimshoch hayovel," when the shofar blows, when the shofar goes on, when it's protracted sound of the shofar, "Hema ya'alu bahar," they can go back up on the mountain. Furthermore, the Gemara says, "Tanya, Kerem Revai," so we'll say, we'll explain those psukim in just a moment. I'll tell you it outside just quickly, just so you don't lose our train of thought. That was by Har Sinai. So by Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that for three days, the men are not permitted to be with their wives. So the Torah gives a very defined amount of time where husband and wife must be conjugally separate. And yet, interestingly enough, at the end of Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Lechem or Lechem, go tell the people, Shuvu Lachem Alechem, go back to your tents. Go back to your tents is a euphemism for what? For resuming normal marital activity. So the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say go back, he has to explicitly say go back, even though what? There was a clearly defined time frame, indicates to us that a Devar Shemim is something that is made by a powerful entity, by a group, so by the Ribon Sha'olam, requires minyan achar lahatiro, requires again another process to go ahead and repeal it. Now, we'll say that by itself is not enough, because I said that's by the because that's the Ribono Shalom. So to bring a riot from that, but nevertheless, it creates a paradigm. But the Gemara now quotes a Braisa. Kerem Revai Hayah Ol Yerushalayim. Also, it's very interesting. Kerem Revai, also, we know that for the first 3 years, so fruit of a tree is Orla. You may not eat it. On year number 4, it's what's called Kerem Revai. You have to bring your fruits up to Yerushalayim. You have to eat in Yerushalayim. Kind of like Meiser Sheni. Okay, so there was a rabbinic enactment that said that if you lived Mahalich Yom Echad L'Chol Tzad, if you lived within a 1 day's journey to Yerushalayim, you had to bring the fruit itself. You cannot redeem it with money and bring the money to Yerushalayim like with Ma'aser Sheni. You had to bring the fruit itself, and the Gemara gives the tchum, the boundaries. Zoi tchuma, it is actually Eilat min Hadaron. They change it. So Eilat from the south, Akravas min Hatzafon, Akravas from the north. Lud min ha-ma'arav, Lud from the west, Viyarde min ha-mizrach, and the Jordan from the east. So if you live within these boundaries, between these areas in Yerushalayim, you had to go ahead and bring your produce to Yerushalayim, and you couldn't redeem it for money. V'amr ulevitim rav barachana, amr rabbi yochanan, matam, what's the reason for this? Kedei la'atar shuki Yerushalayim appearance, because they're both saying we want there to be an abundance of produce in Yerushalayim. So this can mean a couple of different things. This can mean either A, that by having everybody bring their fruit, just you look around Yerushalayim and you see it brimming with produce. And what it also means is, because people bring their fruit, what it means is they won't be buying supplies in Yerushalayim because they brought their own. And therefore, it leaves more for the vendors to be able to sell to others. Okay, Vitanya. Kerem Revai Hayulol Rabbi Eliezer, Hayulol Rabbi Eliezer, the Mizrach Lud, B'tzad Kfar Tavi. So the Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Eliezer had an orchard. He had Kerem Revai, so this is fourth year produce, and he had this orchard in the east of Lod, right by the village of Tavi. Okay, so meaning Rabbi Eliezer is within the tchum, within the boundary that would normally require him to bring his produce to Yerushalayim. What happened? Ubikesh laf kirolaniyim. He wanted to make his orchard hefker. I will say, why did he want to make it hefker? Because he didn't want to have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. So he figured he'll make it hefker. And I will say, remember, just because you make it hefker does not in any way take away the status of Kerem Revai. It's still Kerem Revai, and therefore the poor who take from it will still have to go ahead and what? Bring it to Yerushalayim. But at least, again, Abelazah says, I don't have to worry about getting it to Yerushalayim. Amr lo Tamidim, his Tamidim said to him, Rebbe, don't worry. Kvar nimnu alecha chavirecha. Your friends already gathered, v'hitiruhu, and they permitted this practice. What his Talmidim were saying is, the rabbis got together, they convened the rabbinic body, and they repealed this particular obligation. So Rebbe, you don't have to make your produce, you have to make your produce hefker, because at the end of the day, again, you no longer have to bring it to Yerushalayim if you don't want. If you want, you could redeem the fruit, take the money to Yerushalayim, spend the money in Yerushalayim. So who are his friends? Who got together and repealed this particular enactment? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Abosai, again, was the pivotal leader of his generation. So now the Talmidim are telling Rabbi Eliezer that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai repealed this particular enactment. Again, not Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai by himself, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai together with his rabbinic body. So the Gemara says, Taima de nimnu, halo nimnu, lo. So Abosai, the reason why Rabbi Eliezer would not have to take the fruit to Yerushalayim was why? Because there was a rabbinic body that convened and ultimately repealed the enactment. Had they not done that, then the enactment would have still stood. So the Gemara says, "My va'omer." So we'll say, remember again, I think, so we'll say, here's what we have. Bless you. The Gemara quoted a pasuk, and the Gemara quoted a braisa, speaking to this dynamic of Davar Shiva Minyan. When something is established by a rabbinic body, it requires another rabbinic body to be able to repeal it. So Rabbi said, now the Gemara goes back and analyzes the Braisa. My Va'omer, what does it mean before in the Braisa said, and it says in the Pesukim, Hachi Kamer, this is what it says, this is what it means. Ksiv, heyu nechonim l'shloshes yamim, al tikshu al isha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the people, prepare yourselves for 3 days, and for 3 days, don't come near a woman. Rabbi said, when it says don't come near a woman, I'm saying that that's euphemistic for relations. Don't have relations with a woman. Okay, then what does it say? So here again, the Torah gives a defined time period. For 3 days, husband and wife must separate. Then Rabbi say, had the Ribono Shel Olam been silent, what would have been the logical conclusion? After 3 days, you could resume normal marital activity. What's the Shaila? But yet, God says, Lechem, more of them, go and tell them, Shuvu Lachem Lechem Lamali. But yet, God says to Moshe, go and tell the people to return to their tents. Why is that divine statement necessary? Shmamina, learn from here. What do we learn from here? We learn from here that when something is legislated by a divine body, then the mice again it requires another divine body, so to speak, to go ahead and repeal it. And this becomes the paradigm. Meaning, what the Gemara is driving at is there must be a reason why the Ribono Shel Olam structured his command that way. He doesn't just do it for no reason. He must be teaching us a paradigm in halacha. And the paradigm in halacha is that when you create certain legislation, you need the same body that created it in order to repeal it. I, God, told you to be abstinent, and therefore I, God, will tell you to resume normal marital conjugal activity. The Chazal in the future will tell you to go ahead and engage in a particular activity. They have to tell you when or to not engage in it. Only they have the power to also go ahead and repeal it. Maybe what the Ribono Shel Olam is telling us is the following. Maybe God is speaking specifically about the mitzvah of Onah. Also, we know that there's a mitzvah of Onah. What's the mitzvah of Onah? That a husband has a physical obligation towards his wife. A physical obligation for intimacy towards his wife. It's actually interesting. We'll see in Maseches Ksuvos that obligation depends on what you do for a living. Very interesting. It's tied into what you do for a livelihood, tied into how much a person travels, how much exertion a person has in his particular job. But let me say again, every man has a mitzvah of ona towards his wife. So perhaps what the Gemara is saying is like this. I might have thought that, let's say again, you know, Yankel's at Har Sinai, and Yankel decides that he had such an uplifting experience that, you know what, he doesn't want to involve himself in such carnal desires. He wants to accept upon himself another 3 days, another 5 days, another 2 weeks, whatever he wants to accept upon himself. Perhaps what the Ribono Shel Olam is saying is, your piety may not come in the way of your mitzvah of ona. You have a mitzvah. It was a very profound yisod in general about the fact that you can never allow your piety to negatively impact someone else. If your pursuit for spirituality is adversely affecting someone else, that is not a pursuit of piety. That's a pursuit of the ego. So maybe perhaps what Kadosh Baruch was saying over here is Shuvu Lachem Lo'aleichem means what? Means you cannot be machmir on yourselves. You cannot separate for longer. So meaning, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not coming to repeal what he originally said before, but rather, what is Kadosh Baruch Hu doing? He's coming to say, you may not protract the period of abstention. You may not protract the period of separation. So the Mara says, Tashma bimsho chayov al hema ya'alu bahar. What does the Braisa say? The Braisa also says that when the shofar sounds, they will go up on the mountain. And I will say, again, remember, what is that saying? That's saying that when you hear the shofar, remember the shofar blast signifies the departure of the Shekhinah. When you hear that final shofar blast, you can go ahead and go back up on the mountains. The Gemara says again, Nichti, Ksiv, Gam Hatson, Vahabakar, Al Yiru, El Mul Haharahu, Vimshoch Hayoba, Lamali. Rabbi says, so we have another kash. So even if you want to say, Lech Shuvalachem Lo Alechem, Shuvalachem Lo Alechem is maybe referring to the fact that you cannot be additionally stringent and deprive your wife of the mitzvah of Ona. Even if, let's say that's true, which you're not necessarily accepting, let's say that's true, we have another ayah. What does the Torah say? Kadosh Baruch Hu already told Moshe Rabbeinu that when the Shekhinah is on the mountain, Gamatzon Vahabakar Al Yir'u Lamula Harahu, the sheep and the animals may not graze by the mountain. Rabbi say, now what do you infer from that? When the Shekhinah is by the mountain, the animals may not graze. What's the inference?
When the Shekhinah leaves,
the animals can graze. So why does God have to say, oh, and by the way, Bimsho Chayovel Hema Ya'alu Bahar, when I leave, everybody could come back. I mean, it's a superfluous statement. You already told me. When the Shekhinah is there, the animals can't graze. When the Shekhinah is there, the people can't ascend the mountain. You don't have to say the obvious. I understand the conclusion. When God has left the building, Everyone is permitted. The animal is permitted to graze. People can send them out. Why do you have to state it explicitly? Lamali, shlamina, davar shemini, tachmina, chale hatira. Oh, it's coming to teach us what? Well, it's coming to teach us a halachic paradigm. And the paradigm is that when there is halachic legislation, requires requires revocation by the same type of body that originally legislated it. So just like the Ribono Shel Olam legislated these halachos by Matan Torah, and the Ribono Shel Olam is the one who quote-unquote repeals them, so too again this creates the halachic paradigm that when there's a rabbinic body that legislates law, you need a similar rabbinic body, similar in number, similar in wisdom, to be able to go ahead and repeal that same legislation. So maybe you'll say, okay, maybe that's only true in biblical law. Maybe it's not true with rabbinic law. To which the Gemara says, no, lo toshma kerem revai. That's why Ginabosai, the Brisa that we quoted above, immediately after the quoting the Psugim, what does it quote? It quotes the case of the kerem revai, the fourth year produce, to teach you what? Kerem revai dirabanan. And yet kerem revai, this concept of the fourth year produce is a rabbinic concept. The ka'amri le kvar nimnu alecha chalerecha. And what happened? What look at Rashi Rabosai? Tashma Karen Revai, Da Hutzrach Lahalos Peros Atzmar Bemalech Yom Drabonanu, the Kaboimi, and Vaafagav Dikal Mishan Kaos. And again, I want to be clear. Remember, Karen Revai, let me say that differently. Karen Revai is Doraisa. Right? Just like Orla's Doraisa, the fourth year. What's the Drabonan is what? Is the obligation to bring the produce if you are within a day's journey to Yerushalayim. So that was rabbinic legislation. And yet what? And yet what did the Braisa say? And yet the Braisa said, and yet they said to Rabbi Eliezer, the only way they convinced Rabbi Eliezer not to make his produce hefker was to tell him, don't worry, your friends repealed the legislation. So from here we see what? That not only to repeal biblical legislation do you require HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to repeal rabbinic legislation you also need what? The same body, or the same type of body, that ultimately created that legislation. V'chi tema beitz anamni imnu alav. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'shayu. Oh, so also says the Gemara, maybe you'll say like this, maybe the same way that Rabbi Yochanan, let me read that again, because we have to read a little bit more emphasis. So the Gemara says, v'chi tema, maybe you will think, beitz anamni imnu alav, that they repealed the enactment of the egg, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, v'shayua, and permitted it, ki imnua edos. The Gemara says, v'shayua. So also listen to this, the Gemara is suggesting, maybe when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai permitted the accepting of testimony the entire day, i.e. he went back to the original model of Rosh Hashanah, maybe he also repealed the prohibition of the egg. Because also remember, it's only after they institutionalized 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which was a result, remember, a way of making sure that the Shira doesn't get messed up, thank you. It's only after they institutionalized the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that Nolda Bazeh is Asura Bazeh, because it's Yom Arichta. So the Gemara is suggesting that maybe when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai repealed the institutionalized two-day model, he also repealed what? The prohibition on the egg. To which the Gemara says, no, ki imnu a'edos, a'beitz lo imnu. To which the Gemara answers, no, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai really only concerned himself with the accepting of edos, but they never repealed the takana of the egg. In other words, Rabosai, that even under Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when Rosh Hashanah once again switches back to what? A one-day model. And the only times we'd observe 2 days is when? Out of doubt. See, even though you want to say under those circumstances, the egg, Nolda Bazeh, should be Muteres Bazeh, that was never addressed. And therefore, that remains the same as it was under the original enactment. And therefore, the Gabe, the egg, Rosh Hashanah is still reckoned as a Yoma Arichta, and therefore the egg that is born on one day will still be Asr on the second day. Amli Abaye, Atu Beitza Beminyan, you act like Beitza was a separate enactment. You act like the rabbis got together and tried to figure out what should we do with an egg that is laid on Yom Tov. Mi Havi Beitza Be'edus, Tanya Milsa, bless you. Is the egg not part of the framework of Eidus? Meaning, I was saying, but the way the Gemara is talking right now is that there are different enactments. There's an enactment what to do about accepting testimony, and there's an enactment what to do about the egg. Comes along Abaye, and Abaye says, are they not one enactment? Meaning Rabbo say, what you're going to do about testimony will impact what you'll do about the egg. If you're only going to accept testimony until mincha time, so what you're doing is you're institutionalizing a two-day Yom Tov. Okay, the ramification of a two-day Yom Tov is what? Of Yom Arich, the Yom Tov is what? That no da bazeh, the egg that is born on the first day, will what? Asura bazeh. On the other hand, if you're accepting testimony the entire day, then lemaisa, again, if you end up keeping a second day, it's what? It's out of doubt. And therefore, again, no da bazeh should be muteres bazeh. Right? Good. Muteres bazeh. Right? So again, are they not really one in the same? Which the Gemara says, Miavi beitza be'edus tayyam milsa. Itzar edus. Itzar beitza. When literally, when edus is asr, what that means is if we're only accepting edus until mincha time, not for the whole day, then beitza is asr on the second day as well. However, again, ishtari edus, when we accept edus the entire day, like under Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ishtari beitza, then the mice of the egg should be permitted as well. Ravada v'Rav Shalman Taraimi Beit Kluchis Amri. So we'll say Rav Ada and Rav Shalman, who are both from Beit Kluchis. Beit Kluchis is a place. Amri, they said, Af mitakanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'ilich beitza asura. Oh, Rabbi said, this is so beautiful. They suggest that no, even under the watch of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he changed, he didn't change, he repealed the enactment of institutionalized 2-day Rosh Hashanah and went back to the original model of Rosh Hashanah. Nevertheless, the egg that was born on the first day still remains usher on the second day. Why? Listen to this. So beautiful. My taima, mehira yibane beis hamikdash. Because halavai the beis hamikdash should be rebuilt speedily in our days. And what's going to happen? The yomru, ishtakid milo achalnu beitza biyom tov sheni. Last year, we ate the egg on Yom Tov Sheni, right? So we'll say, what's going to happen? The beis hamikdash is going to be rebuilt. And the first year, the beis hamikdash's existence, they're going to have how many days on Rosh Hashanah? When the Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt, how many days Rosh Hashanah? Two. Because we'll say, remember again, the assumption is when the Beis Hamikdash comes back, we're going to go back to the model of what? Of only accepting Eidos until Mincha time, in order not to mess up the Shir Levim. If that's the case, you're going to once again be back to an institutionalized model of 2 days. In which case, again, Rabosai, when you have institutionalized 2 days for Rosh Hashanah, what's the status of an egg? No de bazeh, asura bazeh, yom arichta. So what's going to happen? It's going to get confusing. People are going to remember last year, before the Beis Hamikdash was here, what did we do with the egg that was born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah? Yeah. We ate it on the second. Why? Because we are observing that second day, why, Rabbo say? Out of Safek. Therefore, Shtei Kedusha, those 2 different days of Kedusha. Therefore, again, Nol Dovazem Mutaris Bazeh. People will assume, oh, the egg was permitted on the second day last year. Therefore, what? Should be permitted on the second day this year. Hashtanami Nechol. And people won't realize, Velo Yati, people won't realize, the Ishtakid, Shtei Kedusha saying, the Hashtag Kedusha Achasi. The people won't realize there's a difference. Last year, the 2 days were Shtei Kedushos. This year, it's one Kedusha. So, therefore, Rabbi said, they're suggesting that even under Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they kept the practices with the egg the same. That no de bazeh, asur de bazeh, in order to avoid confusion for when? For when? For the Beis Hamikdash. Mehera yibane Hamikdash. Ihachi Eidos Nami. Aye, if that's the case, then why don't you say the same thing about Eidos? Nami lo nekabel. Rabbi say again, so why don't you say the same thing over here? That you know what? Even when there's no Beis Hamikdash, we should not accept the testimony of the witnesses all day long. Why? Because what's going to happen? My taima, mehira yibana beis hamikdash, beis hamikdash will be rebuilt. V'yomru ishtakid milo kabalnu edus achodish kol yom kulo. What's going to happen? You shouldn't accept edus achodish all day. Why? Because when the beis hamikdash is going to be rebuilt, people are going to say to themselves, you know what? Last year we accepted testimony the entire day. Hashtanami nekabel. Right? So too now, when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, we should also accept testimony the whole day. And of course, we can't do that. Why? Why? Because it'll mess up the Levim with Shira. To which the Gemara says, no, that's not a good raya. Hashta hasam edus musru lebeizdin, beitza mekol musura. Well, so here's the fundamental difference. Kiddush HaChodesh is given over to the hands of the Beizdin. The Beizdin knows, the Beizdin will not make a mistake 1 year to the next. The Beizdin knows why, even though last year we accepted Eidos HaChodesh throughout the entire day, that's because there is no Shira. But they will not come to make a mistake in this year's practice of the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt based on what we did last year. So we'll say, this is so beautiful. So the Gemara suggests now, even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the egg will still be usher on day 2 of Rosh Hashanah, because again, we don't want people to confuse practices this year with Emir HaShem, the practices next year in a rebuilt Beis Hamikdash. So we'll say, what is so strikingly beautiful about this is that halacha is predicated on the fact that what? That the Geula is around the corner. That is how halacha is built. It's not just like a nice, you know, we want Mashiach now slogan. It's not just a nice feeling. Halacha actually internalizes this concept that the geula is waiting for us around the corner, and we must create halachic practices that reflect that reality. One more piece. Rava Amar. Rava says, Af mitakana Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elif beitza asura. So Rava says, even when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai legislated his practice of accepting Eidos the entire day, and therefore the second day is only kept out of Safek, the beitza will still be asur. Why? Milo mod Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shimbo eidem in amincho lemaylo. This is very interesting. That interestingly enough, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself, look at Rashi, Mila Moda. Does Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai not admit that if the witnesses came, minamincho lamala, that they would go ahead and observe that day and the next day as Kodesh? Look at Rashi, Mila Moda. Afagav the Taka on the TK and the Kaibal Eidos HaKadosh Kalyom. Even Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted that they should accept testimony the entire day to order to know when to count the Yom Tovim from. Min Arishon va'afilu bo edom la'achar mincha avamila azos Yom Tov sheni lo ne'ekra takan Arishon mikomor. Rabbi said, this is amazing. So the Gemara wants to suggest, here Rabbi suggests that you guys have it all wrong. You think that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has a model with his lo Yom Tov sheni Rosh Hashanah? It's not true. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also agreed with Yom Tov Shin Rosh Hashanah. You had to have it. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would have been concerned about creating a Rosh Hashanah that one year would be 2 days. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also agreed with Yom Tov Shini and Rosh Hashanah. He also agreed that that was the model. Because Rabbi Yochanan otherwise, again, the only thing Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was focusing on is what day calendrically do we count as the first day in order to know how to count the Yom Tovim. But in terms of observance, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also agreed that what? That you really had to end up keeping 2 days just for Rosh Hashanah continuity. You can't waver from year to year. Because that even Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would agree that what? That Nol de Bazeh would be Asura Bazeh. And finally, Rabbi Yochanan, we end. Let's conclude. Va'amar Rava, Hilchos HaKavosei D'Rav, V'hani Tlas, Bein L'Kula, Bein L'Chumra. Rava says, the halacha follows Rav. In these three cases, Bein L'Kula, Bein L'Chumra. What are the three cases? Case number one, Rabosai, again, is when Shabbos and Yom Tov fall one after the other in consecutive succession, Rav says, no de bazeh, asura bazeh. So we'll say, we paskin like Rav in that case. When an egg is born, let's say on Shabbos, you can't eat it on Yom Tov either. You can't eat it on Yom Tov either. Rabbi say, whether that's because, again, that it's Kiddusha Achas or because a Rav holds like Rabbah. But Lamai say, again, if it's born on Shabbos, you can't eat it on Yom Tov. That's number one. Number two, Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Golios. When you have Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, Rav says we pass in like Rav, no da bazeh, muteres bazeh. Right? That when the egg is born on first day Yom Tov, you can eat it on second day Yom Tov. Why? Shtei Kiddushos. So according to Rav, Shabbos Yom Tov is Kiddusha Achas. Therefore, no da bazeh, asura bazeh. Two Yom Tovim, Yom Tov Sheni of Golios, no da bazeh, muteres bazeh. Why? Shtei Kiddushos. And finally, Rosh Hashanah, Shtei Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, we pass in like Rav, Shmuel Habas, agree with him in that case as well, which is, Nolta bazeh, asura bazeh. When an egg is born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it is asura on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Kiddusha achas. One consecutive period of Kiddusha. I will say, I'll stop over here.
Sure.
Be afraid of people's assumptions. That is correct.
What is Ishtak?
Yesterday. Literally, last year. Last year.
So in the basement, we're going to go back to the Eden, but we're going to have 2 days in Angela.